Let us listen now to God's holy word. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Some who had come down from Judea were instructing the brothers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the Mosaic practice, you cannot be saved." Because there arose no little dissension and debate by Paul and Barnabas with them, it was decided that Paul, Barnabas, and some of the others should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and presbyters about this question. So they were sent on their journey by the church and passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, telling of the conversion of the Gentiles, and brought great joy to all the brethren. When they arrived in Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church, as well as by the apostles and the presbyters, and they reported what God had done with them. But some from the party of the Pharisees who had become believers stood up and said, "It's necessary to circumcise them and direct them to observe the Mosaic law." The apostles and the presbyters met together to see about this matter. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoice because they said to me, "We will go to the house of the Lord." And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Jerusalem built as a city with compact unity. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord, according to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. In it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and you become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so now we begin the 15th chapter of John. Now, anyone, if they ever ask me, "Father, where should I start reading the Bible?" And I say the whole summation of the whole gospel, Old and New Testament, is summed up in the 15th chapter of John. And we'll deal with this whole week. But beginning with Jesus, Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches." And then he says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." So let's be clear about that. Apart from Jesus, you can do nothing. Say that again to yourself. Apart from Jesus, I can do nothing. Apart from Jesus, I can do nothing. So why do we try? We try to do it all the time. You know, we make decisions and we ask God then to bless it, instead of asking God ahead of time, before we make a decision, "What do you want me to do?" So we make our decisions, and that we do that ourselves, not in him. So we got to make sure that we don't just talk a nice story and say, "Oh yeah, I remain in God," you know. Really? Think about the Old Testament here. They were telling people you had to be circumcised to be a Christian. Now, that's pretty realistic, because who gave the law of circumcision? God, the Father. God said, and every good Jew did that. Now they come, and we'll see in the Council of Jerusalem, again coming up, the early church got together and says, "You know what? you don't have to be circumcised anymore. What? And we try to tell people all the time, this is what you got to do to be a good Christian or a good Catholic. And if you do things another way, if you have devotion not to there, if you do have devotion to there, this is when you're a good Catholic apart. Nope, you're not, you're a bad Catholic. Well, it's amazing how the church has taken and tweaked things, but the same thing remains always, to remain in Jesus. And so, when he says this to us today, that apart from me you can do nothing, and then he says, remain in me as I remain in you. Whoever remains in me, and I in him, will bear much fruit. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you. So what Jesus Christ is calling us to is this great intimacy, as we talk about again and again, that we just spend time with Jesus today. And not just today, every day. To be sitting there thinking all the time, do I think of Jesus? Am I thinking about him now? Or am I just going through the motions of being a good Catholic? You know, good Catholics go to daily mass. You can go to daily mass and be an atheist, as I've said before. Sorry, you just can. But do we remain in him? Do we dwell in him? Are we people of prayer, people of the word? And the way you can tell, as we're going to be talking about this more, is that we bear fruit. Now, fruit, as we'll talk about later this week, does not feed itself. Fruit always feeds others, period. So when we remain in him, we can tell because we're feeding others. Huh? Not just physically, of course that's important, but spiritually we are affirming them, we're building them up, we're not tearing them down. Huh? We are giving them sustenance. We are life givers. That's what fruit does. And again, it's not about giving life to me and taking care of me. I take care of me so that my fruit is good. And the way I take care of me is by remaining in Jesus. So today, God is calling you and God is calling me to remain in Jesus, to dwell in him, to spend time with him, to think about him throughout the day. And when you do that, you and I will bear much fruit. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.